And we're back. Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional and the Republic Broadcasting Network. I wanted to mention again and thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that preceded our show. And I want to mention that after the show, in the next hour, is Clyde Cleveland is the host of Common Sense Revisited. And, of course, based on what we're talking about here right now, we need some common sense out there. People need to understand what's happened, how it's been perpetrated, what the fraud is. And then, you know, we need to educate enough people that we get the mass moving, because all things are... you know, are fought against, and you know, you have to have a major mass in order to move anything in today's world, because the five monkey syndrome, I like to call it, which is that's how it always has been. And in our lifetimes, I don't think there's many people alive that remember how it was before the Federal Reserve and the government defrauded us out of our money. Gentlemen?
May I add something? I am. This is Robert Rowland speaking. I'm an alternative medical doctor. I want to tell you how I got into this. Do you know what alternative medical means?
It means not mandated by the American Medical Association. Something to that effect.
It means to put it simply, it means that we try not to use drugs, radiation, or surgery, or anything big pharma puts out, and our goal is to help you. I got into this because 20 years ago, I saw doctor after doctor getting delicensed and thrown in jail for helping people, and I couldn't understand it. How could you help somebody and get thrown in jail or use your God-given talents to help somebody heal? And, of course, if you do it the big pharma way, there was no problem. And I got along
with it. There was no healing.
Of course, it's disease maintenance. There's no health system in this country. It's disease maintenance, and that can be another show. But getting back to this, I got a law passed in Alaska that protected alternative medicine, and it spread to other states. But the problem, I didn't understand the problem. And finally, after meeting Ron several years ago and spending thousands of hours with him, we were able to figure out that the problem lies that when you come to see me as a physician and you're carrying Federal Reserve notes with you, there's another party in the room. That's mm-hmm. the basis of licensure.
Yeah,
if you're using someone else's property, he gets to write the terms and conditions of the use of his property.
Uh-huh.
And so therein lies the license.
Yeah, the simple thing is in all contract and everything you do in this jurisdiction, there is a third party to that. The primary party will always be the state, and the state is owned by whomever. And that's the key to the entire jurisdiction in the United States and within every country. There will always be a primary party of interest, including when you get a divorce, you have to petition your state to get the divorce. You just don't do it under the common law and separate and divide up your community property. It's the state.
I was going to mention that. You know, if you look at marriage, what you're really seeing here is the man marries the state, the woman marries the state, and then the state mediates the marriage. So if you want to dissolve the union, you have to go and ask the state, and then they split up your things for you.
That's it.
Yeah. And your children.
And
or
your
you
children.
Place the state and say the master, in a sense. But they're not the master. It's the creditor who's the master over them.
And if we look at their motivation, I mean, and divorce is an excellent example, and I like to talk about divorce. What happens if the man loses his job, the woman wants a divorce because he's not paying the bills? Then she files on him, he goes to jail. And we'll continue with this when we come back from... our five after break here. And but again, what happens is the state gains power over all, the whole family then, because the man is placed in jail. Back in 3 minutes.
But the days are over.
Another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And we're back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, we're speaking with Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Wowen, the authors of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. Gentlemen, why don't we take another caller? Have we got Rodney in Illinois?
He's here. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, gentlemen, I bought your book back the first week of August. I did read it. Thank you very much for that. Also, I've had the pleasure of hearing you interviewed so many times now. I'm pretty much would like to focus on what might be a remedy. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is no statute of limitations on fraud. And if you have been defrauded by the Federal Reserve through their currency, then should that be an actionable or a cause of action in the court? And if so, let's say a past case, you know, if fraud can be demonstrated, you know, a person could open up an old case with new evidence, or, you know, someone's presently, you know, a victim of, you know, a government prosecution where, in fact, you know, the Federal Reserve is a silent third party. How do we bring this third party into the light of day?
Well, simply, you know, and this isn't done, I haven't seen it done, but this is the proper means of doing it. And every contract, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, the state is a party to it, but the creditor is over the state. So within every suit, regardless of the suit, the real party of interest is the absolute primary party to the contract. In this matter, or in any matter that there is a suit, whether it's the United States government, whether it's your state moving against you, who is the real primary party of interest in that suit? Federal Reserve, isn't it?
I would agree it would be the creditor. How do we bring the creditor?
You name them as the real party in interest. Now, you mentioned, and we can't correct you because you're right on point, it is fraud. But the fraud is your government and the Federal Reserve involved. When the government issued fiat money compelling every citizen to use that money, what it compelled you to do is to take your real substance, which is your labor, which is the only means that any man, no matter who it is, I don't care if it's the Bilderbergs or the Rothschilds, the only means to acquire wealth is through labor. When you're compelled into contract law under fiat money that are debtor's instruments, you contract in an unequal risk contract. What I mean by that, you take your real substance, your life force, and you exchange it for debt. That's an unconscionable contract, isn't it? That's the basis of the fraud in this country and across the world. That is fraud, and you can see that clearly. I think any person of reasonable mental capacity can see the fraud there. And that should be the suit at all times.
Let me answer his question a little bit different way. There's something out there, and you can research this. It's called the Credit River Decision. And it's a case which was adjudicated by Judge Martin Mahoney, where he ruled in the First National Bank of Montgomery versus Jerome Daly on December 7th, 1968. And, his conclusion was there is no lawful consideration for these Federal Reserve notes to circulate as money. The banks actually obtain these notes for the cost of printing. A lawful consideration must exist for a note. And so what they're doing, again, as I mentioned earlier, he calls it ultra vires. And ultra vires means beyond the powers. They're lending you credit. And this is an unlawful creation of money. But again, now we're talking about the difference between an unlawful creation and a legal creation. And there's a laundry list of these cases out there. Howard and Foster Company versus Citizens National Bank of Union. First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas versus Taylor. First National Bank versus National Exchange Bank, California. California Bank versus Kennedy. Concord Bank versus Hawken. There's hundreds of these cases out there where the courts have ruled. Now, an unfortunate side note to this is that shortly after Judge Mahoney ruled in favor of Daly and wrote this opinion that it was ultra vires, that they were lending credit and not money, he was assassinated.
Interesting. We pointed out in the book also that shortly before Kennedy put us back on the silver standard, he was assassinated. We pointed out that Abraham Lincoln realized that he had sold the country out and put it into debt, and he issued greenbacks rather than their notes, and he was assassinated.
You know, it seems to me that, you know, to fix the problems of this country are relatively easy. And, for me, it's a three-step process. First, you bring the troops home. That saves $1 trillion a year. Second, you go back to the law and you overturn foreign payouts, financial aid to foreign countries, and that saves you another several hundred billion dollars, and right there the budget is balanced from this $1.4 trillion deficit spending. And then if you remove the Federal Reserve Act and you put us back on lawful money, and it seems to me that since the nation is an insolvent creditor, that we're in fact bankrupt, and that legally the bankruptcy court can fully discharge that debt. So they can just say $11 trillion in debt, boom. No longer exists. Sorry, Federal Reserve.
It would be very easy to do that. All they would need to do would be to coin one coin that says $11 trillion on it and hand it to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah, the Congress can value the coin.
I love it.
I should say, you know, on the daily case, the issue there is, in all contract, one of the elements that must be in place is a consideration. That case went by the wayside because there was a lack of consideration. And when you're given debt as a consideration to run your contracts, that's a lack of consideration, isn't it?
You know, I'm wondering, Ron, in that case with the man with the gold coin in the federal court, he didn't give consideration because he was in the Bizarro world. Remember Bizarro from Superman?
Yeah.
He was in the Bizarro world, and the only consideration they could see there was debt. They couldn't see the coin, so there was no consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that was the Commerce Court.
Right.
And the Commerce Court was created under the Commerce jurisdiction, and that's an unlimited jurisdiction. Therefore, even in that jurisdiction, the United States can contract away all its rights to a third party, and that's exactly what happened.
Now, and you bring up contracting away your rights, and it seems to me that everything that we're talking about imposes a condition of involuntary servitude. And, of course, the Constitution, which is our contract with our country, says that no condition of involuntary servitude can be imposed without full disclosure of the contract.
In agreement with the Constitution, Phil. But this particular jurisdiction is under the Constitution. That's the difference there. And you're right on point if we're in agreement with the Constitution.
See, the issue
Robert
here...
Robert was talking about earlier on the oaths of office. When a judge took an oath of office, he took an oath in agreement with the entire instrument known as the supreme law of the land. So he was in agreement with the supreme law of the land. However, after the 33 fiat money issuance, he took an oath of office under a certain part of the Constitution, which was the Commerce Clause, which was an admiralty jurisdiction that was totally in opposition to agreement with the entire instrument.
And I've got some more proof for you. All you have to do is go to Title 28, Federal Debt Collection Procedure, and you will find in Title 28, under that section, that the United States is defined as a corporation, so it's a federal corporation that's moving against you, a corporation, number one, and you will find there that the only thing they can take from you is what is legal. Not lawful, legal.
And let's identify the listener right now. And Robert spoke of the federal corporation in the United States. You'll also see in Bouvier's, if you look up United States, it'll say in the fifth paragraph, the United States are a corporation. But understand one thing about corporations. It has assets and liabilities. Now, on the 14th Amendment, what is that 14th Amendment citizen that is under the corporation of the United States? Is he an asset or is he a liability? He's certainly not a human being.
I would have to think he'd be an asset because they can, force you to work.
They by statute, they regulate the assets, don't they?
Well,
absolutely.
Let's prove it. Let's prove it, Ron. Where in the Constitution, he's talking about positively unconstitutional, where, Phil, in the Constitution does Congress get the power to issue any regulations or rules? Can you name me the provisions?
I don't know of any.
I'll tell you two. One, Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce among the states. That's number one. So it can issue regulations for commerce among the states. Number two is found in Article 4. Article 4 now. Article 4 says Congress shall have the power to issue all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property of the United States. So, if you are subject to a regulation of the United States, what are you, Phil?
You're a subject.
You are property. Territory or other property of the United States. Yes, a subject. A subject is property. It's the asset, as Ron just said.
You may be inquisitive of how the United States got its origin as far as the federal government. I think that would be very interesting to discuss when we get back.
Excellent. Yes, we have to go to break now, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. And let's talk about the origin of the United States when we come back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
And we're back. You're listening to Phil Pozderek. My guests today, Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan, authors of the book They Own It All, Including You. And we were just talking with Ronald about the origin of the United States. Ron, can you?
Yes, I'm going to give you just a simple example of how the United States came into existence. Well, we knew after the Revolutionary War that those colonies changed into their actual statehood, and, you know, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and thus far. Under those new colonies, there were constitutions created by the people within them. The people at the time were in common law, so the language of those constitutions were common law language. It was, each one of those constitutions were in two parts, subparts. The first subpart is called the Declarations of Rights. That's what we ourselves have. And the second subpart is called Delegations of Powers. So in our wisdom, we created the second subpart to protect the first subpart, the Declarations of Rights. So we created the offices, enacted those offices with enumerated powers, made sure that those powers didn't cross each other. So one office had a strict enumeration of certain powers that another office couldn't have. Now, that was the authority we placed in connection with ourselves. It wasn't over ourselves, but in connection to protect our rights. Then shortly thereafter, our servants in the offices we created got together. And they said, hey, as servants, why don't we create something to prevent us from getting into wars and protect us out when we're doing commerce on the high seas and things like that. So they created what's called the Federal Constitution among themselves. And if you look at Patrick Henry, he says, how dare you put we the people in the preamble because the people have nothing to do with this. So we can see that the people themselves never created the Federal Constitution. They only created the state constitution. And one principle of law that your listeners should probably identify with and understand is the principle of redelegation. There is no principle of redelegation of authority once set in an agent. That agent can then not take that delegation of power and reissue it to another agent. That's a violation of fundamental principles. But yet we have a federal government that's dependent upon our servants redelegating the power we've given them. Now, there's a very important point about the delegation or declarations of rights. All traceable power that's in the second subpart of every constitution has to be traced back to those rights. Now, look at your federal government. Look at the DEA. Look at all the agencies out there, the IRS. Where is the traceable power for those things to exist, first of all, to our states, and secondly, to be traced back to the individuals within the states? It's not there. Could never be there. We didn't have that grant of power in ourselves to tax our neighbor. Therefore, our servants couldn't tax our neighbor or tax ourselves. You see the point there, Phil?
Absolutely, and I've talked about this, and I like to refer to this as natural law. And natural law tells us that most laws are based on the concept of thou shalt not steal. And when we think about stealing, stealing is theft of property, which, you know, it took some work to acquire that property lawfully. And then if you enslave a person, you steal his present. And if you murder him, you effectively steal his future. So murder, slavery, and theft are all, you know, different versions of the same thing, since a man lives through time. And since no man can give authority, you know, or rights, and that's what we do, is we delegate certain rights to the government, who is, you know, in the Declaration it says government is instituted among men to secure our rights. So we delegate some of our rights to them, but we don't have these rights. We don't have the power to steal, to enslave, or to murder. And yet it seems to me that somehow the servants in our government have given themselves these power. They do it every day.
Well, it would be like that you have a plantation that is really yours, and one day you come home and find out that your servants have taken it over and point a gun at you and say, now you're going to work for us the rest of your life.
Well, here's a quote right from Chief Justice Marshall. He says, concerning taxation, the power to tax involves the power to destroy. Okay, let me ask you a question, Phil. I'm creating this new state, and I want you to grant me the power to tax you. Is that a reasonable thing to request of a citizen, that in that power to tax, I also now have the power to destroy you, Phil? What reasonable man would vote for that?
I can't think of any reasonable man who would trade his common law status for this, this administrative, this maritime law of the admiralty.
Right, but what happened was it was done by stealth. This is probably the most brilliant swindle in all of human history. Not probably. I'm sure it absolutely is. That in one fell swoop, the whole population of a nation, their wealth was stolen. Then they were placed onto the sea, and they became debtors, where they became property of the creditor. And it was after this that you saw the rise of all of those agencies, because as I said, the government certainly has the power to make rules and regulations respecting its property.
Absolutely incredible. Well, they're lifting the veil for us, listeners. We've got to go back for one more break here. We're at the hour and a half point, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in.
We're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek. We've been speaking with Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan this morning, and we were just talking about all the legal ramifications and the greatest stealth and the greatest criminal act in the history of the world. And I want to ask you guys, are you familiar with House Resolution 1207, Audit the Fed, Ron Paul's bill, and what's going on with that? And, you know, I want to let people know that, you know, one of the things that we can do right now to try to reclaim our government is put pressure on these people. We have to call them. We have to let them know that we understand the fraud now and that we're not going to continue to labor under the fraud. Ron, can you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a great deal of hope for that bill, and the reason being is that it's another form of questioning the debt with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the creditor, and the 14th Amendment says that no citizen, and that includes Congress, because they get paid by Federal Reserve notes, and that means the citizen out there gets paid by Federal Reserve notes, and all of which are property, as we've described and defined under the 14th Amendment, have a right to question the debt. That's a problem. if they need to amend that 14th Amendment and give the rights back to the citizens, saying that they do have a right to question the dead, and Ron Paul wouldn't have to have that bill. We could do it within our states. Do you see the problem there, Phil?
Yeah, I see the problem there. Yeah, this 14th Amendment, you know, makes us subject to this new jurisdiction and converts all of our rights into privileges.
Phil, if you owe me $100 and you owe me that money, you're the debtor, I'm the creditor, do you have the right to audit my books?
If you haven't disclosed the contract to me, then I should be able to sue you for fraud, and I should be able to look at the credit that you've lent me and see if it has any value.
Now that's a different story, because that's you and me. What we have now, though, is the government in collusion with the bankers. This was done in collusion. One could not do it without the other.
And that's the point that I want to bring up to everybody. This is an unholy marriage of the most evil kind. And, you know, it has stolen virtually the whole world, because aren't all commodities exchanged in U.S. dollars?
That's why we call the book
currency.
They own it all, including you. Yes, they own everything.
And you can go to WikiUp and look up gold standard, and it will actually tell you that no nation in the world is now on a gold standard or any commodity backing the currency. They're all the same. They're all leaned currencies, and they're all obligations. So we're in this boat together. There's not one citizen of any nation that doesn't fall under this whatever you want to call it, the beast.
Huh? B-E-A dollar sign T.
Yes.
I understand. Now, I just found out recently that there's only 5 countries in the world that don't have a Rothschild-owned central bank. And I'm told that they're Cuba, Libya, Sudan, Iran, and North Korea.
What's backing the currencies?
I'm sure they have a fiat currency, but they're not a central bank that's owned from outside, and it seems to me that all these folks are on our axes of evil list.
That's interesting, Ron. Maybe nothing's backing it, but as you said, you know, you don't have to have it backed if it's a private security.
No, you do have to have it backed, and even private securities. If each of us as American citizens had private securities, that those private securities that we owned outright would represent our labor. That's what backs it up, is our labor. It's like your mortgage deed. What backs your mortgage deed up? It seems like a piece of paper, but in reality, it's the value of your real property that backs it up. That's what a security is. It's a piece of paper, and we know that this currency has worked very well for over 80 years. So we could replicate it, but instead of making a Federal Reserve Bank or the United States the owner of the securities, we then become owners of securities, and they're not debt. They now are property, and that's the defining of securities, is it's defined either as an obligation or a property. Well, if we had them, we'd define them as property representing our labor, and we could exchange them among ourselves.
Here's one of the remedies in case there's not enough gold to go around. Just get it out of the Federal Reserve. Here's an example, another example for your listeners. We're in an economic meltdown. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, there's no way out of this. Why? Because since 1971, when the Bretton Woods Agreement was abrogated by Nixon, and foreigners could no longer redeem their Federal Reserve notes for gold, the printing presses went wild. So they printed all this debt out of thin air. Now, if I take $100 worth of this debt into a bank, the way it works is they'll deposit that $100 of debt and create out of thin air $90 more of debt, which you can take, deposit in your bank, and they'll keep 10%, and the next guy gets $81. So out of the first $100 of debt that I put in the bank, about $800 to $900 more of debt is created out of thin air, debt upon debt. Well, it's just evaporating back. And all this wealth that people think they have, they don't have because it's based on debt.
You know, and that's really interesting. And you know, I've been asking people the question, do they understand what happened last September of 2008? And it appears to me that, you know, the big banks on Wall Street and our government, you know, over the last 30 years since the Urban Renewal Act of 1977 under the Carter administration, that they created 20 plus trillion dollars worth of these collateralized debt obligations, supposedly backed by mortgages. They severed the mortgage from the, what did you call it, Ron? The mortgage deed of trust. From the mortgage itself, so no one really has ownership of the property anymore, where they can foreclose on the property. Then they took these collateralized debt obligations, they sold them to foreign investors, and then they defaulted. Effectively, they stole $20 trillion from the rest of the world. And my question to everybody is, what do you think is going to happen when, you know, everybody realized that you stole all their money?
Yeah, and again, you know, one has to maintain sanity in this. We're speaking of an insane illusion here that's very complex. It's abstractions. It's abstractions to its unlimited point. You know, in the real reality, you can't do that with lawful money. Lawful money, if you put a $5 gold coin in a jar and kept it for 10 years, you look at that jar, it still has the $5 in it. But if you take a Federal Reserve note that has hidden interest building on it, put that $5 Federal Reserve note in a jar, 10 years, 5 years in the future, you'll look at it and say, well, there's no replication there. But in fact, there is a replication because it's accrued another $5 on top of it in 10 years. Do you see the difference there? There's a cancer in our society.
It's the same cancer.
I'm sorry?
I say it leads to hyperinflation. They have to keep inflating the numbers to keep enough money in circulation to pay that added usury interest on the original debt.
Yeah, and they really, I mean, when you talk of circulation, take $10,000, put 10 honest people in 10 homes, and every day have one person go to the next person's door, give them that $10,000, say, this is for business I'm doing with you, and do it for every person in that area on every day. So everyone gets $10,000. At the end of the year, how much tax do they have to report on the income they've had? And they've only used $10,000. You see the craziness of it?
365 times $10,000.
Yes. They've made a huge income, haven't they? And they've only used a $10,000 amount of currency.
Incredible.
There's something wrong there. That's dishonest, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's hard to understand that. You know, how, when I bought my house for $125,000, you know, over the last 30 years, end up paying $375,000, $400,000 with interest for a $125,000 house, how can that be right?
Where does that money come from? It comes from them creating more of this debt out of thin air, ever increasing the total amount of debt. So, as you said, we have been compelled into perpetual peonage, which is another remedy, the 13th Amendment.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible, you know, how they pulled the wool over our eyes. You know, they said it themselves, only one man in a million could diagnose this, and I'm not sure the percentage is that high. You know, when you talk to people, they vehemently deny it. In fact, I got into a conversation at the governor's party with a fellow, and he flat out told me, without all this credit, our standard of living wouldn't be this good. We need all this credit. We need the Federal Reserve Bank, and they're standing there defending it.
Well, you know, we were the richest, most powerful country on the face of the earth before the Federal Reserve Bank came in. Consider that.
We still have all the natural resources unlike any other nation. And Robert had alluded to a point back in time, that 1933. You know, it wouldn't have been bad had they just stolen our gold and issued the fiat money. We could have probably gotten out of it if they didn't put laws in place to stop us from ever putting ourselves back on a gold situation. But what really happened on that day is that the day before the fiat money, everyone's value of their real property and personal property had absolute form and substance, as I talked about earlier. It was actually valued at lawful money. The day after, it was absolutely valued at debtor's instruments. How much of your property do you own? What's the value of your property to you if the only thing you can measure the value thereof is in debt instruments?
Not only debt instruments, but here, you let's say you get paid that $200,000 for your house and it's Federal Reserve notes. That's not your property. It belongs to them. I'll prove it to you. Let's say I don't like you. All I have to do is come over to your house, sprinkle some marijuana butts around it, and call the DEA. The DEA will come, see the marijuana, seize your house, seize your bank accounts, and seize everything and leave you penniless to defend yourself from something you didn't do. Whose house was it?
It was the creditor's house.
You got it. And I'm going to give you one more example. It comes out of the book. Your listener needs to hear this. California has a taxing agency called the Franchise Tax Board. Franchise Tax Board says to a guy, you owe us a debt, a tax. He objects. He says, I don't. But he says, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you this gold coin according to the money of accounts of the state of California to pay the alleged debt. Government Code 6850 specifies that the money of accounts is, of the state is the dollar cent in the mill, which is gold or silver coin. So he tenders this gold coin to them, and they immediately send it back saying, you've submitted an invalid financial document to us for the tax year listed above. We are returning the enclosed document, meaning the gold coin, because it's invalid. How do you like that? I told you, Phil, we proved everything in this book. We didn't get into conspiracy, conjecture, who owns the Fed, where it is, the Vatican, or anything else like that. It wasn't important. What's important is the facts that can be proven, and that tells the whole story.
Oh, my goodness. The facts that can be proven. And the facts that can be proven is no citizen of the United States has God-given rights, which are protected by our Constitution, because all the courts in the United States have been converted to courts of the creditor of the Federal Reserve Bank. The medium of exchange has been shifted from lawful currency to legal money, to legal tender. And here we sit, and we're slaves, and they've convinced us over and over and over again, they made us say it as children, that we're free, and we're free people, and nothing could be further from the truth. It's an invisible jail filled with slaves, and, you know, they're so ruthless that they won't even provide us with a roof over our head and clothes on our back and some food. We're expected to provide that for ourselves as well. Incredible.
But they will provide you with vaccines and toxic drugs to make you so sick you need to buy more of those toxic drugs and vaccines to protect you from what they've done to you.
And we could do a whole show on aspartame. This is toxic food they're sending out there. You know, they proved in the original FDA trials, you know, with seven Reese's monkeys that it was toxic, that it caused seizures in the monkeys, and one of the rhesus monkeys in the original trials actually died.
Follow the money trail. Where it comes to what we call the health industry, I call it the disease maintenance system. Follow the money trail to know what's behind it. It's all related, Phil. The sickness it's, system, the
all
banking
the corporations
system
that have grown up around the central bank have lobbied the Congress, have bought the congressmen. All monopoly is rooted in legislation. Communism is the ultimate monopoly. So it's real simple. You give a guy the ability to take a pen, write on a piece of paper, I owe you $100 million. He can now take that toxic currency, buy him a congressman or any number of congressmen who will pass a law that gives him a monopoly. And, you know, as you can see, the result is we're living in a communist United States, the Soviet States of America, and they're moving ever and ever faster to communize more and more parts of our economy. They're moving now 16% of the economy is healthcare, so they want to take over that. And
disease,
of course,
maintenance.
Disease maintenance. The disease.
Don't call it healthcare. Call it what it is.
All right. They want to take over that 16% of the economy. And in the law, as you guys stated, it actually transfers power from the legislative branch, from the Congress, over to the president. It now gives the disease maintenance providers the ability to reach right into your bank account. So I can just imagine that when you check into the hospital, the amount of care you get will depend on how big your bank account is. You know, if you got a lot of money, they'll give you lots of treatments and lots of tests, and they'll take all the money out of your account. And if you got no money, they give you some morphine and send you home to die.
Well, we should send people to the website newpeopleorder.com.
Absolutely.
Please go there.
www.newpeopleorder.com. And you can get the book there. They own it all. We've got another 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Every day is the week, and I stay up. So I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason I just do it all over again.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
And we're back with our guests, Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan. Gentlemen, we're down to our last 5 minutes of the show. Boy, 2 hours really passes quickly when you're having fun. I want to thank you both for your comments here today. And I want to mention before we finish that coming up in the next hour is your host, Clyde Cleveland, in Common Sense Revisited here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gentlemen, want to give each of you just a couple of minutes here to kind of sum things up and summarize any thoughts that you might have. Ron?
Yeah, I would say right now in America and throughout the world, we are under what's called regulatory law. That's your administrative law under admiralty law. And every aspect of a man's daily survival is based in regulatory law. He can't build a room on his house without being regulated or travel on the highways without being regulated. This was once all under the jurisdiction of a creator. The creator put the restraints on you as far as what you could build, what you couldn't build. He gave you creative powers. So my comment is if you have your face towards the state and accept their regulatory laws over you, you always have your back of your head to your creator, and you deny the free will and the unalienable rights that you should have in place.
Wow, that's really powerful. Dr. Rowan, any final thoughts?
My thought is it's not too late. Yes, we are in slavery right now, but I do believe that it can be lifted. The purpose of our book was to lift the veil of the matrix so that you could actually see it. And I don't think very many people could actually see it before the dots were connected and put in the book. They own it all, including you. I would encourage people to get the book and read it so they understand it. From a physician's point of view, you can't cure a problem unless you know what the underlying cause is. And giving drugs isn't treating the underlying cause. We encourage people to read this book. It's written in very simple language so that they will understand what the cause is. Tell your neighbors about it. Take it to your churches, because your churches have also become unwitting agents of the beast. They don't know it, but they have been, because they're using this toxic currency, which violates the religions of every religion in the world, which prohibits usury. So it's not too late. We can save ourselves. Please visit the website. And, Ron, you want to give that 866 number again?
Well, get it right off of the Republic Broadcasting Network, Robert.
That's what we prefer.
All right.
And if they don't have the, can't get it off the website, Ron, what's that 800 number?
Okay, you want me to say that anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get to it one second here. That's 866-308-6235, press option 6. Again, 866-308-6235, press option 6.
But please visit the Republic Broadcasting website, because you can get the book right there.
And remember their website, New People Order. Go there and sign up. Give me your email address, and they'll give you any sequels to the book and any information about how you can fight the corporate United States, the Federal Reserve, the unholy marriage that is forcing everyone away from God. They've taken over the federal school system. They're executing the Communist Manifesto to the nth degree. They're spending our children into endless peonage. And everybody needs to know about this. Spread the word. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek. This has been Positively Unconstitutional on this Saturday morning. And I wish everyone well. Our next host, Clyde Cleveland, is coming forward with Common Sense Revisited in the next hour. Goodbye.
Introducing the new Go.